Day 66, the peace of prosperity. Prosperity comes when our souls are so invaded by peace that we allow the Spirit of God through us to move us in ways we would never consider if it were left solely up to the self-consciousness aspect of our lives. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 112, it is so easy to buy into the lie that we are not prosperous. Prosperity is such a personal thing. I'm not sure if we ever get to a place of contentment where we think we are prosperous. There is always someone who has more stuff than us, and this fact makes it so easy to feel like we have missed the boat when it comes to prosperity. Just as likely as it is that there is someone with more than us when it comes to prosperity, the reality is that there is an entire world full of people who are less prosperous than we are. It's kind of like how you view the glass. Do you view it half empty or half full? When it comes to prosperity, it is so easy to view our glass as half empty. That makes it easier to be discontent. When discontentment lingers, victim thinking is sure to follow. I'm beginning to believe that prosperity has so much more to do with one aspect of our lives that has no connection whatsoever with how much money, power, status, or influence we might have. Prosperity is more about the issue of peace in my life as opposed with how much stuff I can say is mine. The reason I believe that peace is a better gauge of prosperity is that I've known plenty of people with way more assets than I will ever own that have lacked this also important quality of life. The saying goes that all the money in the world can't buy happiness. I believe it is more accurate to say that money can't purchase peace. Here's what the Bible says about the quality of peace. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah 54:10, New International Version. Prosperity based on things has no connection to the peace that is promised as a covenant from God in this verse. Worldly things that might bring some level of peace from time to time are threatened when the mountains are shook and when the hills are removed. In other words, worldly calamities are going to happen, and that will change the value of any holdings that we consider the basis of our prosperity. Just like relying on worldly things to bolster our identity, allowing the value of our possessions be all that defines our level of prosperity is a surefire way to allow victim thinking to rule in our lives. There is nothing like peace in our soul to make us feel everything is going to be okay. Haven't you had those moments when all hell is breaking loose, only to take a deep breath and feel for a moment a peace that is hard to explain and even harder to duplicate? I believe that is the peace God says He provides as a covenant with those of us He calls His children. If I could package up that feeling of peace and sell it, I would never have to worry about the financial side of prosperity again. People would line up for miles to get a sample of the peace in the soul that we all experience from time to time. It is during those times of turmoil when we experience moments of that soul-guarding peace that we somehow catch our breath and are able to move ahead one more step in the mess that works so hard to bring us down. When we really boil it all down, we don't need more stuff. We need more peace in our souls. I believe that kind of peace is there for those of us wanting to live this life as God's child. That peace is the victory that victors in God's eyes need more than success in what they do. How do we get that peace? There's the billion-dollar question. I believe there is not a set answer to that question. The peace that reaches down deep in the soul isn't something that can be obtained by applying some kind of formula. It is a gift from God. Like any gift, we have to receive it, open it, and put it to use. As you go about your day-to-day working to find what prosperity means in your life, how about doing something a little different? Why not let peace in the soul be what defines prosperity for you? This might be a particularly powerful strategy as the world comes against you in ways that make you doubt your ability to ever grasp what you think you need for prosperity to be in your life. When the attacks come against you, sit back, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and get into touch with the peace in your soul that I believe is already there waiting for you to tap into its powerful reserves. Though that peace might not change your situation immediately, I do believe that it will provide the rest you might need at that moment to push on and overcome the forces that are warring against you today. Peace is promised to you, God's child. Look for that peace, grab for all you can get, and let the chips fall where they may with regards to the physical things that the world wants to use to define how prosperous you are in your life.